Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with the samples. I've been battling allergies for years now. Let me tell you, they've been a real ordeal in my life. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to ClaritinD.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. So again, having this mindset that when that creator mindset that this is happening for me, what is this gift that I'm receiving, as Rand says, that I can then take from it and leverage it to become a better, more proficient, more capable, more amazing human being to then go create what? Create greatness, where I can then go do what? Leverage that to create change, the type of change I want to see through my work and through my efforts. But I think it really comes down simply to the question of, is life happening to you or is life happening for you? What's up, gang? Welcome to The Greatness Machine. I'm your host, Darius Mirshazadeh. I'm so pumped to have you here with me. Now listen, The Greatness Machine, we're about two things. Number one, people who are living their passions. And number two, those who are creating greatness in the world and doing both of these things despite the odds against them. Each episode, we're going to feature interviews with game changers, business leaders, you know, telling us their origin stories, what made them tick, what got them to where they are now. Why? So it can help you step into your greatness within your life, your business, and your career. Occasionally, you might hear a few solo episodes from myself, moi as I say, as I leverage my 20 years of entrepreneurship as a CEO and founder to help you grow and level up in your journey to scale your life and your business. So, come be a fly on the wall, enjoy the conversation, and I'm stoked to have you here with me. What's up, everybody? Welcome to today's episode of The Greatness Machine. Today, I'm flying solo, and I wanted to do a special episode, and it's based off of a question I was asked by a mentor of mine, and he asked me a really simple question that really got me thinking, and he asked me the question. So Darius, you know, is life happening to you or is life happening for you? And I, you know, for whatever reason, I mean, I've worked with a lot of coaches, mentors, and been around a ton of CEO, peer-to-peer groups, leadership development programs. I mean, you name it, I've done it. No one ever asked me that question before. And I thought about it for a second. And my answer at that moment was an unequivocal, life's happening to me. I'm going to repeat myself. I thought I'm being vulnerable right now. I'm admitting something that I'd been thinking for a long time. At that moment, I never said it in those words, but I answered the question. I said, you know, I think life's happening to me. Now on paper, like if anyone was to look at what I've done with my life, they would probably think I was out of my fucking mind for saying something like that. But for a really long time, I had, you know, had this kind of chip on my shoulder. And it came from the fact that I had to grind so hard to get anything that I wanted. And I always expected, I always come in with the expectation that I'm not going to get what I want unless I work my ass off to get it. It's kind of a weird way to walk into any scenario where you just think it's going to come hard. And if I want something, if it's something I really care about, I'm going to have to work and that's it. Now, let me just preface this by saying that I think that there's nothing wrong with that too. But I think coming at it from this, I'm going to have to grind. Nothing ever comes easy for me. I'm going to have to like step up, that warrior mentality of I'm going to force it to happen. That's how I'm going to get what I want. And I think this just came through, you know, time and experience that I knew I had to work if I wanted anything. And there's a lot to be said that you have to work hard for what you want. But was I doing it with the mentality that life was happening for me or to me? Because I think those are two totally different perspectives. One is what I would call victim mentality. Like, oh, yep, again, something didn't work the way I wanted it to work. Grr, time to go grind and fix it. Oh, of course it didn't work. It never works in my favor, right? This is a mind shift, by the way. This is a mentality. And I was steeped in it as you possibly could be. And it's something that literally just came to light for me weeks ago. And I was honest with myself. I asked myself the question, Darius, is life happening to you or is life happening for you? And it was an easy answer. Life's happening to me. That was my answer. And so I kind of sat with that for a minute and thought to myself, wow, I don't like that answer. I don't like feeling like a victim. Yet I knew for a long time that I had felt that way because I had used words like, man, I just feel like I'm cursed. You know, I used to say stuff like that. Or anytime something good would happen to me, I'd wait for the bad thing to happen next. So I could never really enjoy that moment. And it's because I was approaching everything from this scarcity mentality of life's happening to me, get what you're going to get ready for someone to take it. And, you know, don't enjoy the goods too much because the bad's about to happen. And my realization was the biggest problem in all that. It's not to say life is easier for some than others. It's not to say that some don't have better luck than others. It's not to say that we can't fall off our horse and get, you know, dust ourselves off and get back again. But if you come at it from the mentality of life's happening to me and not from the foundational belief that life happens for me, there's a shift that has not taken place for when tough things happen. It's how you will internalize them and respond to them. So let me take you through that for a second. Because the minute I changed that word 2 to 4, I don't know for whatever reason, but it's like the clouds parted above me. And I said to myself, man, I know I've been through some really tough things in my life. And I know that I've muscled through it and white knuckled through it. But I almost was like whipping myself through that process because life was definitely happening to me at that moment and not for me. And I thought to myself, if I had had this shift of thinking, and I just thought back to just things that I'd been through that I knew were kind of gruesome when I went through them and really painful when I went through them. And I thought to myself, what if I had thought to myself, this is happening for me? And I remember in 2019, I was, you know, getting ready to leave TMS, leave my company. I was thinking about, you know, basically stepping down as CEO. And I was, and then I made the decision to do it. And I was talking to one of my mentors, a former guest on the show, Rand Stegen. And I was telling him all this like really hard negative stuff I was dealing with. And he said, what a gift. And I remember thinking, fuck that. This is not a gift. I don't want to deal with this. And looking back now, foundationally, yes, I understand why I didn't want to deal with it, because who wants to deal with hardship? But hardship inevitably will come all of our ways. And we have two choices at that moment. It can happen to us or for us. It's happening either way. So it's probably happening no matter what. So if something's going to happen no matter what, like you can't stop that, right? So if we know that something's happening and it's happening no matter what, we have a decision to make. And the decision's simple. Is it happening for you or is it happening to you? It's a fork in the road, and they're two very distinct roads. This episode is brought to you by Shopify. In the world of successful partnerships, names like Procter & Gamble, Ben & Jerry, and supply and demand echo through business history. But when it comes to growing your business, who are the perfect partners? That's you and Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. We're talking from launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to did we hit $1 million order stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling shipping supplies or promoting productivity programs, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Picture this, a time when my business was facing a tough hurdle and I wasn't sure how to break through. But then came the breakthrough moment, a game changer that took my business to the next level. You know, what I absolutely adore about Shopify is its unparalleled ability to adapt and grow with your ambitions. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US, and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 75 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Darius, all lowercase. That's D-A-R-I-U-S. Go to shopify.com/Darius now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Darius. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with the samples. Hey there, friends. It's Darius from Shazda here, and I have a little confession to make. You see, I've been battling allergies for years now, and let me tell you, they've been a real ordeal in my life. Allergies have been my constant companion. They stop me from fully enjoying the little things in life, canceling plans with friends because of sudden allergy attack to missing out on an outdoor activity because of sneezing fits. Allergies have been a real nuisance. Luckily, for those of us who live with symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing and a runny nose, itchy, watery eyes, and itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. I've been a Claritin D user for many, many years now, and let me tell you, it's made a world of difference. Since I started using Claritin D, my symptoms have improved dramatically. Now I can breathe easier, enjoy outdoor activities without worrying about sneezing fits, and truly live my life without being held back by allergies. Ready to live as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter now. You don't even need a prescription. Go to ClaritinD.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear, use as directed. Let's go down each one separately. The two you, simple. You're the victim. Oh, woe is me. This sucks. And if you've ever thought about something that you didn't like doing and that you just sat there and begrudgingly did it, you're counting the seconds. You're sweating through each motion. Every time you have to take one more inch of effort, you're just hating everything about it. And you look up and the clock's gone 1 second, 1 minute, 5 minutes. You're like, oh my God, I have hours more of this, weeks more of this, days of this. How am I ever going to get through it? And you're just burying yourself in this victim mindset. And I've been there. Trust me. When I used to work at McDonald's when I was 16 years old, I looked at that clock I clocked in on every 5 minutes for a 4-hour shift. 5 minutes, 12 times an hour, 48 times in a 4-hour shift. I mean, that was excruciating, and I couldn't get past it because life was happening to me at that moment when I was 16 years old, getting burned in my eyes with grease from the grill for $4.25 an hour. By the way, every kid should have to work McDonald's. It teaches them hardship, teaches them what we're talking about right now. The other side of that is this idea of life happening for you. But before we go there, it's just think about every time you've, you know, had those moments where life happened to you. How are you thinking? Oh, why me? I don't deserve this. I'm a good human. There's tons of good humans that bad things happen to. You're not excluding you. So bad things happen to all of us. But why is me? Why me? I wish this was over. And there's nothing good that comes out of that. You're going to be going through it one way or the other. And again, going back to this moment where my mentor asked me this question, I then just asked myself the question, is life happening for me? What if I changed all these things that I've always thought were hard or things that didn't go the way I wanted them to? And what if I thought, this is life happening for you, Darius? This is a positive. You're gaining something right now that as long as you have the perspective that this is adding to your toolbox of knowledge, experience, understanding, patience, appreciation, gratitude, that you're going to be better off. And the most important part of that, I think, out of anything, is that I'm not in this victim mentality. I then move into a creator mindset, which is like, well, isn't this a gift, as Rand Stegen said, that this is happening for me? Yeah, I don't love that this is happening, but it's happening for me. So I might as well make the best of it and enjoy the process. And what can I do with this to become even a better, more evolved, more proficient, more capable person? And it's been an interesting shift. I had this, you know, this about 6-7 weeks ago was the first time I was asked this question. And ever since then, it's been wild. I have these moments where in the past I've been triggered with anger. And don't get me wrong, I can still be an angry human being. But I do take that split second step and I go, before I take the step and I go, this is happening for me. And if this is happening for me, I'm so curious to see what's on the other side of this learning. And it's been this huge gift because what comes out of that is this belief of gratitude, having gratefulness for hardship, having gratefulness for difficulty, having gratefulness for the things that we aren't necessarily expecting or hoping for, but persevering through nonetheless. Because if life's happening for me, then I get to ask a greater question, which is, wow, this is hard. I wonder what big, amazing thing I'm getting ready for. Because if life was going to be easy on the other side, or I wasn't going to do something special on the other side, I wouldn't need to have this for moment. This for moment is not valuable. But when you start looking at the great, the greatest of the great, and this is the greatness machine, it's the name of the show. And I always tell people that this is people living their passions despite the odds. What I don't say is that this is really an underdog story. Despite the odds means that things are hard. It shouldn't happen. It doesn't mean luck. I don't call this the luckness machine or the lucky machine. It's called the greatness machine. And what I truly believe is that greatness is born through hardship and through struggle. And as our friend Ray Dalio says, struggle well. What are we doing to struggle well to make greatness happen? Because when we struggle well to make greatness happen, when we persevere, when life happens for us and we become better at the things that we care about, then when we truly achieve that greatness, we have that gratitude that it came because we worked for it. And don't get me wrong, I'll take an easy one too. You know, I don't have to work for everything. You can give me some freebies if you want. I do believe 50% of greatness is luck, but you got to put in the work, and we got to work hard, and we got to have passion for that work. So again, having this mindset that creator mindset that this is happening for me, what is this gift that I'm receiving, as Rand says, that I can then take from it and leverage it to become a better, more proficient, more capable, more amazing human being to then go create what? Create greatness, where I can then go do what? Leverage that to create change, the type of change I want to see through my work and through my efforts. But I think it really comes down simply to the question of, is life happening to you or is life happening for you? So I'd love for you to ask yourself that question. The minute I started doing it, my whole world opened up. And for me, every day is a life happens for me day. And I'm rolling with the punches because those punches are making me better. And sometimes I get popped in the eye and nose and it hurts for a split second, but that happened for me for a reason. Teach me to keep my guard a little higher. Teach me to dodge my head a little lower, you know, to get that extra inch of proficiency so I can be that much better at the things I care about so that I can really achieve what I want. And that's to be fully engaged, and that's to create greatness in the world, and that's to create change in the ways I'm trying to create change. And all I can wish for you is that life's happening for you as well. Hope you all have had a great summer, great Labor Day, and looking forward to our next episodes. Peace out. We love you.
You are listening to The Greatness Machine, and that's a wrap for today. Listen, if you love what you heard, subscribe to the show on whatever podcast platform that you're tuning in on so that you don't miss any of our future episodes. We have tons of great people coming on, and we're stoked to have you here to enjoy it with us. Leave us a review. Tell us what you love most about this particular episode. We love getting the reviews. We love to see what you guys love most. And if this particular episode, you know, made you think of someone who's leveling up in their business and in their life, print screen, share it with them. Leaders are the best givers. And after all, we're all here to support and grow with each other. And in case you want to see some of the fun behind the scenes shots or some of the things that we're doing, I'm actually writing about this in my weekly newsletter. Go to www.therealdarius.com and subscribe to my newsletter. We're talking about fun things like business and life and mindfulness and cryptocurrencies and gosh, I don't even know, everything and anything, but it's tons of fun stuff I write about. I try to get it out on a weekly basis. You can subscribe at www.therealdarius.com. And with that said, look, thank you guys so much. I appreciate you. I love you. Peace. We're out of here. See you guys on the next one. She's my lover.
Hey there, what's up, everybody? Darius here, and I'm here to tell you about my main man, Robert Glazer, and his amazing show, The Elevate Podcast. Robert is a buddy of mine, and his Elevate Podcast is second to none. So The Elevate Podcast, what is it? It's a conversational show where Robert sits down with world-class CEOs, New York Times best-selling authors, and the best thought leaders and performers in their field. You're going to hear stories about triumph, failure, resilience, more importantly, all the learnings along the way. So some of his guests include James Clear from Atomic Habits, Angela Duckworth from Grit, Susan Cain, author of Quiet, Morning Brew founder and CEO Alex Lieberman, and hundreds more. Every episode shares valuable insights in how to expand your capabilities as a leader and align your life and work to your most important principles. Robert's goal is that you're going to leave each episode inspired and with plenty of next steps that you can put into practice into your life. And look, if you're looking to elevate your life, your leadership, and your business, Elevate is the show for you. It's like I always say, we as podcast listeners, we listen to 6 shows, not just mine, but Bob should be one of yours. Subscribe to the Elevate Podcast today on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast platform. Check it out.
This episode is brought to you by the Yap Media Podcast Network. I'm Hala Taha, CEO of the award-winning digital media empire, Yap Media, and host of Yap, Young and Profiting Podcast, a number one entrepreneurship and self-improvement podcast where you can listen, learn, and profit. On Young and Profiting Podcast, I interview the brightest minds in the world, and I turn their wisdom into actionable advice that you can use in your daily life. Each week, we dive into a new topic like the art of side hustles, how to level up your influence and persuasion, and goal setting. I interview A-list guests on Young and Profiting. I've got the best guests, like the world's number one negotiation expert, Chris Voss, Shark Damon John, serial entrepreneurs Alex and Layla Hormozi, and even movie stars like Matthew McConaughey. There's absolutely no fluff on my podcast, and that's on purpose. Every episode is jam-packed with advice that's going to push your life forward. I do my research, I get straight to the point, and I take things really seriously, which is why I'm known as the podcast princess and how I became one of the top podcasters in the world in less than 5 years. Young and Profiting Podcast is for all ages. Don't let the name fool you. It's an advanced show. As long as you want to learn and level up, you will be forever young. So join podcast royalty and subscribe to Young and Profiting Podcast, or Yap, like it's often called by my Yap fam, on Apple, Spotify, CastBox, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.